rosa que se foi no mar de Vera Cruz, e o prato que ficou do norte que pede nas coisas de um olhar.
Okay, so that was Esperanza, is the name of the CD, Yuko Ito. And let's just go back here. Commissar de Novo is the song, written by Ivan Linz. Lyrics by Victor Martins. It's on Funny Babyface Recording, New York City. Before that, Pam Brennan, It's All Right With Me. It's a Cole Porter tune. The CD is called Moonglow, and it's on J.P. Nadeau release. Before that, Rebecca Victoria, the song is You. It's on a release called Songs of the Decades on Patois Records. And Kate Callahan doing a version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. It's recorded live. It's a Triumph CD. And I think, let's see, Rachel Caswell before that, Reflections, Looking Back, We're All in the Dance, and it's on Turtle Bridge Records. Rebecca Dumain and the Dave Miller Combo, You're Getting to Be a Habit With Me, that's a Harry Warren L. Dubin composition. It's called Chez Nous, that's the CD, and it's on Summit Records. I think that brings us up to date. All right. It is getting a bit darker out there, so I suspect the rain is not far behind. Okay, so whether it's a natural disaster that devastates thousands or a home fire that affects a single family, the American Red Cross is there. Your support helps the Red Cross. Be there for disasters big and small. Make your donation today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by visiting redcross.org. Well, two announcements there for helping folks through the Red Cross. Right. Just going to see if we have some more detail about some of these artists we've been listening to. So we listened to... Can't get my glasses on here. Okay, we listened to some jazz standards on Moonglow, and from the Great American Songbook, and that was released the beginning of this year. Okay, so that music was a big part of my formative years. My parents were both very talented Lindy dancers, so we grew up listening to Benny Goodman, Louis Armstrong, and of course Frank Sinatra. When I started to pursue a singing career as a young lady, I first gravitated to those songs popular when I was a kid. Oh, how I wanted to be invaded by the British. Through the years, I sang different genres of music, country, folk, pop, and rock. I even had the good fortune to work with the late, great Richie Havens. Aha. My first professional singing gig was in Japan, where jazz is king, queen, mistress, and master. I found a fondness for the American standards that my parents listened to. And it goes on. All right, so that's Pam Brennan. Kate Callahan, her CD release was called Triumph. And we heard her rendition of Hallelujah. three women singing together. That was recorded in a log cabin called Dirt Floor Studios in Haddam, Connecticut, with producer Eric Litcher on piano, guitars, and pedal steel. And it gives you some more of the technical aspects. So songwriting is a world I like to live in. The metaphors, imagery, the chord progressions, the opportunity to be unapologetically optimistic in what I'm feeling and saying. These aspects of writing all keep me mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. All right. Well, we need all the healthy, positive things we can get these days. All right. We listened to Rebecca Dumaine and the Dave Miller Combo. Chez Nous was the release. And she was raised in the San Francisco Bay Area, where her father, Dave Miller, has led his trio since the 1970s. I think we shared some of that last time. Rebecca Victorio, jazz singer. Her repertoire tends to come overwhelmingly from the area of the Great American Songbook. And let's see, Rachel Caswell, We're All in the Dance. I have to say, we listened to Reflections Looking Back. It's a John Hendrix Thelonious Monk composition. All the arrangements on this CD were by Dave Stryker. Okay, and Yamit Limon, born in Israel, began her training in voice and classical violin at the age of 5, raised in Toronto, where she developed her love for jazz, soul, blues, and Broadway. She continued her vocal training, acquired her music and theater education at York University in Toronto, as well as her audio engineering education in Miami. While living briefly in New York City, Yamit performed regularly with local jazz musicians, and upon moving to Miami, she became involved in the world of musical theater. Huh. So, she has a beautiful voice. Really gorgeous. Okay, so, and then the Blue Hour. I think that's everything. And we're going to go now to... Let's see. Well, that's interesting. All right, so not sure which deck I have this one in. I'll just have to see. I think we listened to... Comestar de Nova, which was 7, and it's not showing me which one. All right, looks like it should be... Well, I'll just have to... No way this is doing this. All right. Okay, we want that one. Number 11. All right, bear with me here. Takes its time. All right, here we go. Oh. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Okay, that was the amazing Simone Dinnerstein and A Far Cry. They were performing a Philip Glass composition, Piano Concerto Number 3. That was from 2017, and it was the first movement, Movement 1. That was recorded at Mechanics Hall in Worcester, September 2017. As I've said before, I got to see her perform live in Brookline about 2 months ago. She is quite astounding. So, it is starting to rain out there. If you're driving around, please be careful. I think it's going to rain a lot heavier as we go down the line. I just want to make note that I have my dear mom is in a nursing home in upstate New York. She's 102, God bless her. And my sister and her husband drove down to see her yesterday and drove back in the same day, which is, you know, it's a six-hour trip for me. But the two of them, I mean, they probably did like 5.5 hours because probably didn't have to stop as much as I do. But they sent back some pictures. Mom's in a new wheelchair, which allows her to recline a little bit. One picture wasn't so bad. They were outside in the gazebo. And the other picture, my sister looked great, but my mom not so much. So she's only eating liquids now, and so she's losing weight. And it's very hard. Any of you who have elderly relatives or family members, you probably know. It's very fraught. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep an even keel and beg Hashem to make it not so difficult for my mom. She's had a wonderful long life, and she's given so much to so many, and we love her dearly. So, Millie Rokeach is her name. Millie, my dear mom. Okay, so now this is something from Town Hall, which is an online site, and this was published by Katie Pavich on August 19th at 2:30. The title is House Democrats Now Lining Up to Punish Israel on behalf of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. I don't know if it's Tlaib or Tlaib, I think it is. In any case, let me share with you what they had to say. Last week, the Israeli government officially announced Democrat Congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib would not be allowed to enter the country due to their pro-BDS activism. Israel has a law that bars those engaged in the movement, which is aimed at eliminating the country from admission. However, Tlaib was granted a humanitarian visa to visit her grandmother in the West Bank. Now, also keep in mind, the organization sponsoring Omar and Tlaib's trip celebrates suicide bombers and the murder of Israeli children. The group celebrates terrorists, including an evil woman who helped murder 13 Israeli children, in an article titled "Let Us Honor Our Own." A Mifta contributor describes Dalal al-Mughrabi as a, quote, Palestinian fighter who was killed during a military operation against Israel in 1978 and as one of the Palestinian people's, quote, national heroes, unquote. The so-called military operation is more widely known as the Coastal Road Massacre, a bus hijacking that resulted in the deaths of 38 Israeli civilians, including 13 children. Al-Mughrabi is hardly the only terrorist Mifta celebrates. It described female suicide bomber Wafa Idris as, quote, the beginning of a string of Palestinian women dedicated to sacrificing their lives for the cause. It singles out for recognition Hanadi Jaradat, a woman who blew herself up in a restaurant, killing 21 people, including 4 children. The founder of Mifta herself is Ms. Ashwari, excused jihadist violence by telling an interviewer that, quote, you cannot somehow adopt the language of either the international community or the occupier by describing anybody who resists as a terrorist. With these facts in the background, House Democrats are lining up behind the radical duo to condemn the Israeli government. They may even hold a vote of no confidence in Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer and ask the Inspector General to investigate U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman from Fox News. House Democrats are reportedly considering retaliatory moves against two top American and Israeli diplomats in response to Israel's decision to block Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar and Michigan Rep. Rashida Tlaib from entering the country. Senior Democratic members of Congress are considering legislative action against Ron Dermer, Israel's ambassador to Washington, and David Friedman, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, according to McClatchy. According to the report, the Democrats are discussing a possible vote on a statement of no confidence in Dermer, as well as the opening up of an inspector general investigation into Friedman. If Democrats move forward, they have once again made Omar and Tlaib the face of the party. It's really astounding. It is astounding. All right, so that's what I have to say about that.
Ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha. Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha. Oh. נפשך וברכו מאודך.
בכל בת חובה לא יבוא אישור
That was quite reminiscent of Django Reinhardt. This is Rhythm Future Quartet. The CD is called Travels, and we listened to a selection called Amsterdam. And the folks that are on this, Jason Anik on violin, I'm pretty sure he was a guest here in my show a while back. Ole Sokeli on guitar, Max O'Rourke also on guitar, and Greg Laumann on bass. Pretty interesting. So before that, we heard Eton Katz from Eton Katz Unplugged. Mecha Batshu is the name of the selection. Shlomo Karlbach, my Rebbe. Before that, Krakow Nigun. It's from the CD Karlbach in Jerusalem. And then Eliyahu Sills. Before that, Songs of Kadim. And it's the Ahavta. I think that brings us up to date. We're going to finish off here with some music from Aviva Chernik, La Serena, and it's Arvoz, and Chris Earle is here, so time travel will be happening. I'll see you next week. Please don't be late.
Yoram Poluya I Montanyas si oran los mis ojos por ti, querida amante. Si oran los mis ojos por ti, querida amante, enfrente de mí.